Today, veterans' hospitals and retirement homes are commonplace, but in the years after the Civil War, grassroots efforts began to establish and fund the first such facilities. The story of North and South and the care of their former soldiers is today's edition of The American Countryside.
This is Andrew McRae inviting our listeners to join me on a railroading tour of the Canadian Rockies featuring agricultural highlights August 3rd to August 12th. Fly to Calgary and experience breathtaking views on our train journey to Vancouver aboard Via Rail's Canadian. Then a scenic ferry ride takes us to historic Victoria and the Bouchard Gardens. Agricultural features include Vandermeulen greenhouses and Golden Ears cheese crafters. All airfare, great hotels, and more are included. Call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com.
How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
In the decades following the Civil War, states began to see the need to build retirement homes that could assist both Union and Confederate veterans. Kay Russell shares the story of one state's efforts to care for its former soldiers.
In 1889, they decided that they would build a Confederate home here in Missouri for the disabled and poor Confederates who had never got back on their feet back after the Civil War.
A picnic was held in Higginsville that year, and money was raised to buy 365 acres of property. And the Confederate soldier's home was established.
You could come and you could live in one of these nice cottages, because they built 18 cottages as well. And you could come with your wife and your children, as long as your children were under 14. Once they reached the age of 14, they thought they were able to take care of themselves and kicked them off of the farm.
When these buildings were erected, it was private funds that built the facilities and paid for the care of veterans.
They continued to give funds every year until 1897, when they decided that they just couldn't afford it anymore, and they turned it over into the state of Missouri. And at the same time, the state of Missouri picked up the Union home, which was in Rolla.
Some of the bills were offset by the work veterans did to support themselves.
The veterans, when they first came in the 1890s and stuff, were expected to work on the farm and help support themselves. And it continued to be a working farm until 1950, when it closed down. They had dairies, row crop, all sorts of different things.
More than 1,600 veterans, their wives and children, lived here during the time the home operated. You may be surprised at just how long veterans of the Civil War were living here. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Higginsville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.